From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Arcata announcing that the 2020 Bayside paving project will begin making infrastructure improvements next Monday, June 1st. City of Arcata contracting with Kernan Construction for the project. Work will consist of asphalt paving and the installation of concrete driveways and ramps. The project also includes, but isn't limited to, minor roadway excavation, striping, water service upgrades, sewer improvements, and more. The work starts June 1st on Bayside Road between Union Street and Buttermilk Lane, and additional work on Chester Avenue will begin in late June or July. Work will happen Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on some days, the contractor may extend work hours from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. On days of scheduled work, community members are encouraged to follow all safety directions and traffic control devices within the project area. Humboldt County's total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases is now 93. After two additional positives were confirmed, both positives were personnel at Alder Bay Assisted Living. Hours for possible exposure meantime at the Chevron Aztec Grill have been expanded. Anyone who was inside that facility at 1693 Central Avenue in McKinleyville between the hours of 4:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. any day between May 15th and the 20th should contact Humboldt County's Joint Information Center, 707-441-5000. Well, the investigation continues into a murder that happened early Friday in Eureka. Officers from the police department dispatched to the 1300 block of West Avenue on a report of multiple subjects involved in an altercation. During that, one occupant of a nearby residence confronted the suspects from his porch and advised them to leave the area. Police say the subjects then confronted the residents and became hostile toward him, entering his property. The residents tried to use pepper spray to deter the subjects with no success. He went back into his home. At least one subject entered the residence and tried to assault the resident. During that altercation, the resident fired multiple shots from a handgun, which he had retrieved from inside the residence, striking the suspect who was assaulting him. That person pronounced dead at the scene. Eureka police want to remind residents to stay vigilant and secure their homes and vehicles during day and night. Recently, a woman woke up to find an unknown man in her home. He fled out the front door when she woke up. The man's not been identified and his motives are not known, but they are urging you to lock all doors, front, rear, side, garage, etc. Lock all windows. If you have security cameras, make sure that they are working, and lock your vehicles, doors, and windows as well. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.